And press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, man. I don't even know how it's on.
Don't worry, I've got it on control.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
All right, we're on. We're recording. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mug Off. We've got a very special guest all the way from Melbourne via England, via graffiti land.
Yeah, I guess New York City.
Yeah, of course, yeah. That's why I'm masked 100%. I just popped to LA.
New York, more like it.
Yeah.
Whoa, geez, good lord.
We started off very strong.
Yeah, good lord.
Free Palestine.
Actually, I just realised I haven't got a mouth hole.
Oh, fuck. Do you want to swap? Actually, no, it's probably...
Well, no, they...
Just hold it to your nose. I don't think the cops will pick you from your mouth. You should be sweet.
Well, I've got a big mouth, so they'll be like, yeah, I recognise.
So does this guy, so watch what you say.
Yeah.
He's probably wearing a wire
and
right now.
And I am a snitch. I am unashamedly a snitch.
Chatty Cathy.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling everyone's business to everyone.
Yeah. But yes. We are joined in the studio by Toy Division. Thank you so much for coming back in, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were just saying pretty better setup than last time you popped on the show.
Yeah. Well, even saying that, though, the last time I was on, which was a fantastic time, I remember being a bit blown away. I was like, shit, these guys have actually got like a studio and it's kind of well set up and it's not just a spare room in their house. And
it started that way, but
yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We were on my couch for like 2 years.
Well, great things start in tiny little places, don't they?
So do bad ones.
Like Wiz FM, shout out to Wiz FM in Melbourne. That started off just Wiz just running it in his house, just doing live things in his, like literally a live video when he was in the bath during the lockdowns.
Mm.
And then it became the phenomenon that it is.
So now he's selling the water.
Now he's selling all that water. He's just keeping it in Tupperware. But again, another example of, you know, I think that's the thing, isn't it? People think they've got to start off with things being super big and like,
yeah,
you've got to have all this set up and you've got to, it's like podcasts. I think people often think, oh, I need to make this podcast. It's going to be a mix of like Joe Rogan and This American Life and Tim Ferriss. And it's like,
hell yeah.
Mate, just record something on your fucking phone and put the content out and see if people like it or not.
Yeah, no one's listening anyway.
No, yeah. Or someone does. And then I don't do it anymore, but you look at the data and it's like average listening time. And you've done a really in-depth episode. I did one all about chronic pain. It's like the neuroscience of chronic pain. It's like, this is going to be groundbreaking. So many writers will listen to this. Average listen time. 1 minute and 25 seconds.
Yeah. Right. Giving cunts chronic pain their ears. Yeah. The sound of it. Yeah. Like, oh, fuck it.
But then I stopped looking at that because I was like, it's all just, like, now I don't even know what the number of downloads or listens is. But it's like, what are you actually judging that by? It's like, oh, is there a million downloads? I'm not saying there's definitely not a million for me.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Well, no, there isn't. That's just to be very clear, there isn't a million. But again, it's like, well, then you'd get to the point where it's like, well, I need 2 million, I need 3 million, I need 4 million.
Yeah, I need
it's
that.
It's a human condition, brother.
I need that fucking space shuttle Joe Rogan's podcasting out of.
Yeah.
Thing looks like the ship in Predator.
Brother Rogan has been doing some strange things.
What do you mean?
Well, he was in like a strange container and now I think he's out of it. But I think, I heard he has like 14 security detail at all time. Just so funny, we got to protect this podcaster at all costs. Yeah.
It's pretty crazy too that if anyone ever got to him, like he would break their arms.
That's if you get to him. You got to get through 14 guys with guns, like ex-Navy SEALs.
Yeah, like so if
for a podcaster.
Yeah, if some fat guy's getting past them, it's like, look out, Joe. This guy's impervious to bullets.
Yeah. It's all Navy SEALs wanting to get on the show.
Probably, yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, I'll just look after Joe for 2 weeks.
They're just looking at their watch the whole time. Just
get in, you know, 0600, I'm getting woken up, I'm going to do the record with him.
Oh, man, that's probably my most hated content, ex-Navy SEAL cunts telling you how to fucking run your life, you know?
Yeah.
You've got to get up at 2 a.m. an hour before you go to bed.
You've got to do this, you've got to do this. Like, mate,
beat your son.
Just about get out of fucking bed, let alone do an ice bath, do a 20K run,
ice bath in the morning, not in the evening, you fucking moron.
Yeah, these guys are awesome. Put them around a noisy fan and see how they go.
That's
PTSD. You could live a day in my life, man.
That kind of content, like Navy SEAL content, is like attainable body goals, like,
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah,
for men, like, that's our version, like, you know.
Oh, totally. And it is kind of a fun, I don't know if you're there yourself, but like, you get to an age where you're like, I'm not gonna get much better than this, and I'm okay with it. They reckon you're like happiest in your body when you're like 70. Like when you're like cruising around the retirement home.
When it's shutting down.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, literally
when
the
computer's full of viruses and you're like, still working,
100%. You're just like, well, I haven't crushed out like the other cunts. You're like, yeah, man, I got tits, but fucking.
It could be like, yeah, it's dementia or something.
My great granddad, his main thing was, because he was in the Second World War. Shout out to Jim Hackett.
Hell yeah.
RIP Jim.
Like, which he was, side was he on?
He was in the British Navy.
All right.
That's our boys.
Plot twist. We thought he was German.
He was
tapping on floorboards.
You were born in Germany?
I was born in Germany, but I was on a British Army base. Another twist.
Yep.
And I've now got a shaved head, and I was like, shit, this is the
combat. See, it was worth asking.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah,
tiny bit about his story is he was on a battleship that got sunk. So he literally one of those things in a movie where that gets sunk. And then he was then... put into the submarines. So he spent the rest of the Second World War at like in the submarines. But the reason why
that's pretty crazy, you survived under the water once, mate.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can live there.
I think we just found our sinking expert.
Yeah, he still had like again. This has gone from me trying to make a thing about age and now turns really horrible. But he would up until the day he died in his like 80s, 90s, he would still wake up screaming at night because then they would like the depth charges and stuff like that. They would.
I mean, it's not funny, but that's an insane way.
But the reason why I went into that really dark subject was him going like, oh. Don't get tattoos because when you're my age, they'll look terrible. And I was like, who gives a shit when you're in your 70s or 80s? Your
you don't want to wake up
terrible.
Screaming and be like, I regret this grimace on my knee, you know?
Yeah, I really regret this spray can nozzle or something ejaculating. Like, I've got that. Oh no, my arm's a bit wrinkly now.
Yeah, that's screaming in the night shit. I had that when they took away the McRib for a while.
Yeah.
Are you doing all right now?
It's back, though.
McRib's back.
Yeah, McRib's back.
I'm fine.
You're sleeping like a baby again.
I'm getting a full 4 hours
and full four McRibs on the way home.
I think my little brother's done some sort of like, I don't know, it's a video game challenge or something. And he's now got to, the person who lost the challenge or whatever, had to spend 24 hours in a McDonald's. But then every is it like the Fillet-O-Fish? Like the dirtiest burger. They're all dirty.
Hey man, you're talking to the wrong guy here. Come on, Jerry's about to fire up. I'm going to fucking flip this couch over.
Alright, okay.
Fillet-O-Fish is a classic burger.
Anyway, but he then
the classic square fillet of fish.
And I love the way they call it fish. It's like, what type of fish? Who fucking knows?
Yeah.
But every one of those that he eats, it reduces the time down by an hour. So he's going to go for 18 fillet of fish.
Bro, my total time there would be 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I'd just house like 24 fillet of fish.
Well, maybe you could go and he could just pay you a couple of dollars, buy the fillet of fishes, and then he just does it for him. And then
live stream. Hey, I found this freak that loves them, and I'll just house them easy.
Yeah, Jerry kind of like when you
throw that hot dog eating guys that dunk them in water just straight down the gullet.
Man, they're so good. I've some of the best times of my life.
That square piece of fish just comes out bone.
Man, some of the best times of my life have been eating fillet of fish.
Really?
Actually, with Crookshank last week, we went and copped one.
Yeah, nice.
Did a gig and then we went and copped
So do both of you love fillet of fish then?
No, not me.
Oh,
no, me.
No.
Oh, okay, because the reaction of you, like, you.
No, I was
you're in the wrong
No,
crowd.
I was saying, no, that, for me, I was like, whoa, settle, Jerry. Yeah. I was trying to calm him down.
Oh, okay.
It's like a horse was about to start kicking in him.
I'm normally the arm behind there is like dug into the sofa. It's breaking it. It's about to just
I can
collapse.
Feel that through the couch.
Yeah, yeah. You can feel that.
Pulling
terrible,
my secret
terrible
knife out. No, I'm normally a McSpicy guy. I like a McSpicy. You know,
no one asked what your favorite burger was.
No, it's just on my mind.
I'm scared to try and change the subject. Like, oh, shit.
I think it should be a McDonald's ad. Oh, we should say as well, we're podcasting in the middle of a Christmas party.
Yeah. Christmas party?
Yeah, it's getting wild out there. I saw someone doing fucking black tie heroin in the bathroom.
Yeah, it is funny to duck out of a party to do a podcast.
Yeah.
No, that's the only reason I turned up for somewhere to pin. It was just like, turn up. You got somewhere I can inject this black tie heroin?
Strangely, we do, actually.
Thanks for joining us, Mr. TD.
The boss of this network's office. I think you can, all the keys there for you.
There you go.
It's all available for you after the recording.
Just joking, just joking. The boss of this network is a saint.
So I was thinking from the last one, you know, we talked about graffiti a fair bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's, I guess, the Toy Division vibe. Anyone who hasn't, I was going to say watched, I'm now getting all excited, really expensive cameras, like they've never watched it before.
Most people listen to it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I did have a couple of people go, how the fuck were you on the Mug Off? I listened to that and all you guys talked about was Gong. And I was just like, yeah, we did. And the reason is because he's a fucking king.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering
if there
was
I still see it every time I go out west to see my parents, fucking Gonger.
Yeah, I saw it.
M4.
Working out in this fucking, this show, just saw it every day on the highway.
Yeah.
Just,
he's
always
a king.
Fiending or still whatever.
Yeah,
again, we've
fiending.
Done it again. It's like, shout out to the person I know will be then watching and listening to this. And he'll be like, you're talking about fucking
Gong. Oh, yeah, I lived through
again.
The Jordan era. I never spoke about him, but, you know, I just kept to myself. It's like, of course you're going to bring it up.
Yeah, this is a Gong cast.
The Gongster. Because there's a lot of... There's
is
a lot
he alive
of,
still? Do you know?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay.
But one thing I would like to say is... Shout out and rest in peace, Perso, who unfortunately passed away this week.
No
like
way.
Sydney. Oh.
King?
King of style, like an amazingly influential person in the Sydney scene. Rest in peace, Perso. It's always sad when someone who's been a really big name or really influenced so many people. Best thing I ever saw, I think it was a Demote and Perso production back when there used to be a spot at Bondi Beach. And the theme was like a hot dog character.
Yeah.
And I've still got shitty disposable camera photos in my photo collection in England of those pieces. So rest in peace, Perso.
I think there was like an Acclaim mag that had that in that. Oh, like just a flick of that.
Wow,
that,
man, pour one out for a real one.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So rest in peace, Perso. Because unfortunately, in the graffiti writing scene, and I'm not saying this is, and I don't know Perso. I'm not going to make any suggestion because it's like someone passing away. Who knows? But in the graffiti writing scene, there's a lot of very early death.
Yeah.
And that's not just from like accidents or falling, but the rates of like suicide, mental health problems, drug overdoses are really fucking high.
Yeah, at least three guys I kind of were around my kind of era have now gone. Mm. It was like,
and I guess that's the thing that's worked with Toy Division is that because I'm a therapist, I never aimed it to be anything about mental health.
Are you actually
health.
A therapist?
Yeah. So I'm an occupational therapist for like 10 years.
I have this thing on my back. Can you sort that out?
Wrong kind of doctor.
You might need a surgeon. I'm not a surgeon. Yeah.
No, but the back thing was during his occupation. That is definitely okay. Related.
Well,
what I think you need is a witch doctor.
Yes.
Some kind of shaman, maybe.
There is someone somewhere with a voodoo.
Jerry,
doctor.
These look like bite marks.
Yeah, this guy up the road from me keeps putting pins in this little doll on me.
Yeah, every time he does, it really hurts.
It
my
really
shoulder.
Hurts.
Is this a chiropractor? No, that's a witch doctor.
He does it in front of me.
Fuck you up. and I guess through Toy Division, it then turned into, like, because through the lockdowns and stuff, I fucking lost my mind.
Yeah,
like,
I did too.
I've had mental health problems since I was a very young kid, but I've never got to the point where I'm like, I was bordering on having psychosis, like the paranoia. And the thing is, what was mad was like, yeah, man, I swear there's like fucking helicopters in the sky and they're like tracing us and then and it's like,
preach,
no, they
brother.
Fucking are tracing people.
Yeah.
I remember being out in a field and seeing a helicopter come over and me thinking, well, that's weird. And then a speaker of like, there's more that you're not allowed that many people congregate together. I'm thinking, holy shit.
Was this in Australia?
Yeah.
They'd be saying there's no, you're not allowed to...
Down in Melbourne, it was like fucking draconian, dare
Melbourne.
I say.
So then moving to Melbourne, and we moved there, and we were stuck in limbo for 40 days. So me and my wife were like, let's move. You know, there'd been a lot of planning. It was my birthday. She was like, yeah, it'll be fantastic. We'll go to Albury, stop over for the night. Us
Twin
and
Cities. Shout outs to Albury.
Shout out to Albury, the best stopping point. Actually, that's just slating all the rest of that journey.
Yeah, I think Fishwick might want to debate you on that one.
Heaps of porn art.
Yep.
And we
there's
then got
a big poor man house in
oh, really?
Fishwick. Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Or not on fireworks.
Okay, I'm just making sure I'm writing this down.
Yeah. And how do you spell the Fishwick? is there a Y in there?
And then we got stuck in limbo. So when I say limbo, we couldn't get a crossing the border pass. The removalists had taken all of our stuff from our house to our new place. And then we're then in Sydney and it's like, you need to apply for a border pass. And they kept going, nope, 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 like over and over again. And we're like, we're homeless. What the fuck are we going to do?
How did they fucking stop you, but? Would they have, like, cunts there stopping you?
There was military units at the border.
What?
And it was a $10,000 fine for going, you know, it was, like, more than 5 kilometres away.
Well, isn't it ACT as well? So it's like, that's a fucking territory. They got their own shit going on over there.
Really?
That's like federal police.
So oh,
man, I
we
feel like
had
a real
that.
COVID idiot right now.
And then the thing is like everyone's going through that whole thing, and we also were told you've got to get a COVID test, you've got to like have one with 24 hours before crossing the border. But then every time we get one done, then it would run out. And I think we had like 20, you know, shove the fucking thing up your bloody nose and wiggle it around. It's like, this is glorious. And then we had it where we were just like, we just broke the rules and just legged it, went to Albury, stayed in Albury for 2 weeks. So this was 40 plus days from when our house in Sydney to then get into our place in Melbourne. And then we applied for a border pass, and then it got awarded in like 25 minutes.
Weird.
Yes. And then we just drove over, and we're getting, so this is the best bit, you know, I was like, there's military units there and there'll be fucking people with guns and checking. So we had like a mortgage agreement, we had
it's
everything.
It's a guy with a torch, isn't it?
It's just like a whole folder, we'd gone and printed everything out.
Tank
like
up your wrist.
Properly, I'm like, put on a smart shirt, cover up the tattoo. They hadn't done that. And then we get to the border, I was like, here we go, there's the cones. It's like, here we go, it's going to get to the fucking, the military checkpoint. It was roadworks. There was no one there. It was like roadworks.
Really?
And we just drove through and then Melbourne.
Just some Irish chick with a stop sign.
And then we get to Melbourne, and Melbourne, I mean, I know as Melbourne is one of the most, I would say, I wouldn't say left-leaning, because what's left and right these days? It gets fucking confusing.
No, you can say left-leaning.
Yeah, like quite, and I was going to say liberal, but then liberal means something else in Australia, doesn't it?
The way you're saying it is correct.
So it's, but when we got there, it felt like we were in something out of a fucking nightmare dystopian future. It's like,
yeah, Melbourne really copped it during COVID.
You know, and it was like, oh, let's
they did
go down.
It
tough.
So sucked in.
My mate was just hanging out with some people. I think he was hanging out with the Posse Shot guys, and it was like, yeah, let's just go and check what's going on, because all there was all the tradie rioting and everything.
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
Not really. But it got made. They took over the Westgate Bridge. They get down there and there's just like rubber bullets just being shot up. Then they're just like, fuck, we're not even doing anything.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And it just got to this point. I was like, was this the best idea to move to Melbourne? But now all that stuff's like gradually calmed down. Like I was saying to you earlier.
Dictator Dan, huh?
And then we had an earthquake.
There's an earthquake in Melbourne?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And then there was a good meme. It's like Dan Andrews just with a holding a phone just going, unleash the earthquake. So yeah, but Melbourne is a great city, graffiti wise, music wise, and
I tell you what I like about Melbourne is you can go out to a bar and stuff and no one's busting your ass. Yeah. In Sydney, everyone's like, how many you had, mate, where you been, blah blah.
So it's midnight, dude, I'm hammered.
Yeah. Just there, it's, you just walk in anywhere, no one gives a shit.
Yeah, that's one big difference.
It's
that
pretty
I really
good.
Like.
And you can get food late. And I don't mean like fast food. Like you can go get
Chinese. You can go
Chinese
to a restaurant at 11 o'clock.
2 a.m.
Yeah.
I had a ramen at 2:30 a.m. one time. I was like, this is good. I could go for this.
Yeah. It's like a real city.
Yeah. It like felt like proper, you know.
You can also buy a house that's not fucking 400 kilometers away from the city for a reasonable price.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, that's quickly changing, we bought a place.
No beach.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, the beach is a shit house, but...
Yeah.
I'm not really, as you can tell, I'm not really much of a beach.
Yeah,
it's
been a lot
just,
of time
like,
out in the sun,
in the
mate.
Shade, like a vampire.
My TV plugs
always
into the same wall.
Always wearing a 24/7
ballet. This is your real face.
You have the opposite tan to Batman.
Yeah, complete opposite. I was gonna jokingly, I was saying to my wife before I left the house we're staying at, I was like, should I get in the Uber with the ballet on? She's like, no.
Absolutely
they'll
not.
They'll fucking call the police.
You
I was
cannot
like,
do
oh.
that.
Hey, what are you going to do, run on the Uber? They don't care. They
just turn up cuffed. Hey, this Toy Division guy is definitely legit. He's got himself cuffed in the Uber.
Yeah, we should have all got ankle bracelets, like committed like a misdemeanor or something.
Oh.
Kind of.
Jaywalking.
Yeah.
I was crip walking.
I was walking.
Yeah, I was hitting the gritty at the intersection and they put the cuffs on me.
Lock me up, officer.
Yeah, being cool's a crime. Fucking hell.
Happens.
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, obviously, we were just in Sydney and they were like, you can't meet up. And we're like, well, we have a podcast to run, so I think you'll find we will be meeting up.
We're actually a small business, so we, you know, you can't cut the legs from under us.
I mean, I was having a pretty rough time. You guys were living with your partner, so I was just sitting out the back just fucking listening to Limp Bizkit and crushing. Just crushing beers.
And you say this was a bad time?
Yeah. I mean, initially it was fun, and then I was just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, can't listen to Nookie four times a day.
I used to think I'd be all right out of those cruise ships, and now I'm just like, if you lock me in a room for 2 days, I'm going to be fucked.
Yeah, but when you can kind of like fight those demons for a minute, you know, like get in there, wrestle them, you know.
No, I want to join them.
Yeah, that's.
I join them.
Is that a good idea as a therapist?
Well, it's interesting you say that.
I'll jump ship.
You're not supposed to walk the black dog, man. You're supposed to get it out of your house.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that really.
Being the black dog and play a fetch.
In my mind, happened was is that. With all of our mental health, with everyone's mental health, there's so many elements that are like what I refer to as like mental health buffers. So it's like hanging out with mates, having places to go, being able to go outside, like having a routine, having a schedule, all those things which we don't really appreciate. And then suddenly everything, I heard it described really well as like the, almost the snow globe of the entire world was suddenly someone had just picked it up and gone, there you go, and put it down. And a lot of those things that we had were just gone. Like social interaction is a huge thing. Loneliness is now being seen as damaging. If you're really lonely, it's about 15 to 20 cigarettes a day on your long-term
health.
Yeah,
you die a lot earlier.
Could I
argue the snow globe analogy?
Yeah.
When you look at a snow globe and it's still, it's a bit shit. When nothing's going on,
just got to shake it up a bit.
You got to shake it up. You got to have moving parts.
But a little
parts.
Shake, a little shake, not a fucking.
I like the fucking the big shake. But you don't have time to think about it. That's cool.
Shake. Jerry, you don't mind a thick shake either, right?
Yeah, I love a thick shake. Yeah, I like this. I like this a lot. I don't know about the I was just thinking about what you're talking about. Like they're like, there's fucking border security. Be shot if you're trying to get in Melbourne.
Yeah,
it's like I was reading this book about like communist Russia or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was like, it's like a Russian joke, but there's a guy giving a lecture and he's like, on Karl Marx Street, we have all these skyscrapers. It's great. You know, it's great. And someone puts their hand up and goes, oh, I live on Karl Marx Street. There's no skyscrapers there. And they go, that's your problem. You know, you look with your eyes. You should listen to what you're told. You should actually learn something. Where it's like, just believe what you're told.
Yeah.
Don't look with your, you know what I mean? It's like the truth is what we tell you the truth is.
And I've always been a very, very, I'm very skeptical. I'm very anti-authority. I'm like,
really? A guy who does graffiti at night in disguise?
Yeah, weirdly enough.
Currently in a balaclava.
You know, family background, military family, and then both of my parents at one point were police.
Oof.
So it was just like, again, that's probably why I developed a dislike for authority. But then it was almost, again, it's that cognitive like thing in our minds where it's like things, and this is why I was saying I was almost becoming psychotic, because everything I was thinking, fuck, this is really fucking happening. When we were in Albury, I was convinced that they were going to demand I had, and I'm going to now, and then this is the subject, like the vaccine thing. Me and my wife nearly got divorced over the vaccination stuff. And
really?
I'd got in my mind, I was going to get to the border. They were going to drag me onto the ground and try and force me to have it. So I was then training in Albury. I had like a backpack on. I was going to hike and then jump on a freight and get in without having to go through the border. So I'm out there late at night, just me and the fucking ruse, out at night, me and the kangaroos. I'm like jogging up this fucking thing with a weighted jacket, a red light on the top of my head.
Is this because you wanted to have it more times than she wanted you to? I'm getting it 11 times.
Yeah. No, I it's a massively complex subject, but I was like, I don't want to get it. I don't want to get it at all. And in my mind, I'd convinced
myself. Did you ever end up getting it?
Yeah, I ended up giving in and fucking getting it and then really regretting it. And it was just like, fuck. And
so funny to think about someone on the border who stops you and just get out of the car, go flat and start rolling into the bush.
Just like fucking lizard all the way.
If you stay still, they can't see you. They can hear all of this.
Just fucking freeze.
Just don't move.
It's all like...
we can see you, mate. Clever girl.
Yeah. It's all like plus and minus as well, because I wasn't keen on it either. Like, obviously, and then looking back, I'm like, yeah, I wish I hadn't. But if I hadn't got it, I wouldn't have been able to go to America. because you couldn't get in without it.
Yeah.
Like, you actually can't get in without it. So I was like, had I not had it, I wouldn't have gone to Detroit and done all this cool shit.
I'm
so
a big believer in your body, your choice.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But I think apparently not if you want to go there, but like,
yeah, sure.
Actually cannot get in without it.
And again, I'm so skeptical of the pharmaceutical industry because I've worked in the mental health field now for 15 plus years and I've seen the damage that medication and pharmaceutical intervention can do to people.
What are your thoughts on the SSRIs?
Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Yeah.
Antidepressants. I just have to say it. Because people say SSRIs and I'm like, fuck, do I even know what that means? So
I thought it was a camera.
Yeah, we get it, mate. You're legit.
Yeah, we get it. You've learnt a couple of fucking acronyms. Yeah.
Dr. TD.
I've heard some like crazy shit. I know some people it works really well for. But I know other people that have gone off them and had like real big problems.
Well, I think the thing is that they get prescribed. This is my thing with a lot of medications is they get prescribed by medical professionals who have the best intentions for patients. I don't think they're intentionally trying to like hurt them, but a lot of general practitioners, though, GPs, they're not actually trained enough to dish out psychiatric medications. That's what a psychiatrist should be doing, or a clinical psychologist who's got the license to do that. With antidepressants, they're often dished out, but they can have incredibly long withdrawals. So once you then stop taking it, they go, oh, 2 weeks, you'll be fine. A lot of people have awful, awful withdrawals. My wife, shout out to my wife, it took her 4.5 years to withdraw off them.
Jesus.
Fuck. And every time she did, she would have a complete mental breakdown because the GP was like, oh, it'll take 2 weeks. But
from what I understand is like, because it's like a Band-Aid over where it's like, here you go. But it's like people's mental... makeup is so varied.
Well, because
so some people are taking it and they're like, it's saved my life, it's great.
So it's based on
and then other people, it's like it completely fucking scrambles.
It's based on the serotonin hypothesis,
which is different in everyone, by right.
And now it's being found that the reason why it does work with some people is because the contents of it encourage something called neuroplasticity. So that it gives your brain the opportunity to connect the little cells and the connections, the synapses together, so you can have new ways of dealing with situations.
Sure.
But again, there's like the pluses and minuses. It's like, and I don't always think it's like, oh, medicine is bad or this is bad. It's like,
I'm not saying that either. It's interesting.
Personally, and I'm no doctor, right? I don't know if you guys
not
know
yet.
This.
Not yet.
I'm no doctor, but I'm more of a natural medicine guy. And I think the best situation is to just keep a dog shit mate around so you can be like, well, I'm not that bad. Oh my God.
Guys have seen go to the grave with that attitude?
But I also feel like I am that guy for a lot of people. Like, I am the antidote.
My dad always used to go, like, he'd be like, yeah, I drink a lot, but I'm not as bad as TP. TP died 5 years ago. Drinking. I'm like, yeah, you're not that bad.
Yeah, well, your old man's still kicking, you know?
he's kind of got you there.
Yeah. I think it's a great theory.
Just looking around a bar, who's doing worse than me? Saddle up next to him.
Yeah, I'm friends with these guys. Like, you saddle up next to him. Hey, what is that, cirrhosis you got?
Is that a good theory? Do you reckon would you be like, hey, look, I think just keep a shittier friend around? Would you ever prescribe that?
Well, if you can then just feel a bit better, you're like, I'm not as fucked up as so-and-so. I only do 5 bags a day, but matey does 12. Fine.
You'll always find that guy, bud.
Yeah.
You'll always find someone worse.
Oh, yeah, those guys are fucking 85, dude. And they're still
they just look 85. They're like 12.
Yeah, 28.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you guys have had it. You know, I'm 40 years old now, and I've got it where I've still got
slow down, Grandpa.
Slow down, old man. Make sure the tattoos don't wrinkle up too quick.
Yeah.
And I still have quite a few mates who I kind of, you know, have contact with in England, and the ones who... You know, I started like doing exercise, trying to eat relatively healthy, look after my health after I'd nearly killed myself a couple of times, not intentionally through overdoses, brain injury and whatnot. And then I actually look at them now and they just look so old. And they're like a little bit younger than me. And I just think, fuck, what have I done right? Because I haven't actually treated my body that well my whole life.
Yeah.
But some of them, I swear it's living in
you
London.
You just got to do some stuff, I reckon.
Just live in London. It's just England, like bro. Old.
It's England. Like, yeah. You go over there and you look at people and you're like,
yeah, you're out here now. You're pale as hell, but you're still getting some sun, you know?
Yeah.
England ages cunts.
Man, I say this to so many people. The amount of times you said to me, not seeing the sun, it makes you so depressed. And I was like, shut up, cunt. That's not real.
I was right about that.
And then we went through that fucking, like, 2 years of rain here. I was so depressed the entire time.
Jerry
was right.
Yeah.
It is so depressing not seeing the sun.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it's like? So in England, and I know, again, my mates who are from like Romania or Sweden or whatever, they're like, England is not cold, but it's all fucking rain.
How many mates do you have in Romania?
One.
Just Dracula?
Just one.
But she now lives here.
Oh.
So she's Romanian.
Ah, Mrs. Dracula.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Transylvania, not Romania.
Do the girls only have...
Where is
Transylvania? Do the Romanian girls only have one eyebrow as well, or is that just the fellas?
Yeah, any hot ones
I'm not going to comment on that because that's a strong statement.
Sorry, I gotta, you gotta.
Gotta get you a stake in the heart in Transylvania.
Leave us monobrows alone.
You gotta shoehorn some stuff like that in here.
So
fuck the eyebrow. What are the tits like?
This is
Jesus Christ. Jeez,
what the fuck was I talking about? Now I'm just thinking about focused
on the eyebrow.
It's a comedy podcast. I'm fucking around.
Yeah. What the fuck was I talking about?
Just meant.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. So imagine this: like in the winter in England, you go to work, and if you're a sucker like I used to be, and you go and work in an office, like, or when I worked in a hospital, that's not a sucker job. That's an all right job.
Yeah, I think a hospital's
pretty
good.
Yeah, that's better. That's all right. You like, you get up in the morning, but it's dark until like 8 a.m. You get to work, you're inside all day, and then it gets dark at like 3:30 in the afternoon. And we're talking dark,
fucking
raining.
3:30, you're having a cup of tea and it's dark.
Well, why do you think everyone goes straight to the fucking pub?
Mm. Well, I mean, I'd do that either, so yeah, it's still up till morning.
What's Aussie's...
idiot.
But yeah, it's that whole thing of like, it's just so depressing in the winter. Mm. The only thing you really have to look forward to is Christmas and New Year. And then by the time it gets to January, you're like... What? And then I normally just escape back to Australia. So I'll go back, do Christmas and New Year, and then
like,
escape back.
To give it its props, it is a good vibe there. Like, if you go out, cunts are out, they're out.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can go out and any night of the week and you'll find some fun.
Yeah, in my mind, every club is like the one in Blade. Like, over there. Like, it's just... Everyone's just in, like, trenches and just like...
Everyone's really hot.
Let it rain!
Just like,
everyone's really
like,
pale.
It's like a butchery. Why are we going in here? And it's like, this place rocks, dude.
Yeah.
Man, I've been getting really into Top Boy lately.
What's Top... Oh, the...
The Netflix show, Top Boy.
Oh, is that because you used to give top to boys?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the top boy. In my world, you'd be a bottom boy. Speaking of, I like the way they talk, though.
Cool. I won't try and do the accent.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it, but...
What
part of the accent? Just like black English dudes, and it's all...
It's
London?
Kind of like inner city. Yeah. There's like something in there, it's like patois, which is kind of like a Jamaican...
Yeah.
Chet Hanks.
A lot of Wagwan.
Yeah, Chet Hanks.
And like Ting... And the Mandem, etc. Yeah. You can tell because I've got a lot of mates who, when we were younger, there'd be a lot of like grime UK hip hop, roadman stuff. And you know, I'm not from a grimy part of England, but there was a lot of mates who suddenly started taking on quite a lot of that slang.
Yeah,
it was just like
you can't be talking about waste man when you've got hedges, bro.
Yeah, you're middle class and you went to a private school and you're now calling everyone a waste man. Yeah. You're just like, oh fuck.
No waste man, bruv.
Get the batty boy out of here.
Yeah, you're wearing a tie, cunt. Stop saying waste man.
Yeah.
When I was in, because I was in England like 3 months ago. I did like a weekend.
You were there for King Charles's thing, right?
Yeah.
Coronation.
Shout out to this sausage shit. Fingers. They look delicious, don't they? Just like,
I'll tell you, as a butcher, they didn't.
Would you butterfly them or would you just pierce them with a fork?
You know what? I'd start again. I'd fucked up that link.
So 3 months ago, that would have been... This is how good my massive. What's 3 months ago? It's like September? Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
When and I was there, very end of August, start of September, yeah.
And it was 21 degrees and everyone's naked in the park. It's the summer.
This was crazy. I was there 10 years ago. I lived in England for like a year, 2 years, like traveling around Europe. It was freezing in September. It was cold. Yeah. Like by Australian standards, it was cold. I was there like now, boiling. Like, everyone couldn't get over how fucking hot it was. But, like, in terms of, like, what's good about London, I was at, like, did a weekend at a comedy club, and there was a guy in the front row. I don't know if I told you this. He was, like, an actor, and he's, like, in some upcoming fucking film that's coming out or whatever. And then he just came up to me.
What film?
I forget, but I told him to message me when it drops. He's, like, 22, gorgeous boy.
Chalamet. Like, was it Chalamet?
Nah, but, like, that vibe. Like, yeah. Real handsome fella in some fucking movie that's coming, a big movie that's coming out.
I thought I'd seen you in that club.
No.
That's what I thought I'd come to do. 40 years old, no, I look 22 and gorgeous.
Yeah. That's who I was talking to.
But me and him ended up, like, he just came up and bought me a drink for no reason. This would never happen in Australia. Like, just some random crowd member or whatever. And then we went out in the piss to some, like, fucking cool place. It's a strip club normally, but it's a nightclub this night or whatever. And then, like, he brought some other fucking girl with, you know, 9 different types of hair colors and dreadlocks and shit. And it was like, that's London, you know, like, you could just have a wild, fun night.
Some other really good cities, if anyone goes to England, because London can be really, it's fucking huge. London is a massive place. Great city to be in, but there's smaller cities that have way more of a...
Like Manchester, I really fuck
Manchester,
with.
Manchester.
Liverpool, best night out I've ever had
Bristol,
in my life.
Bristol, Brighton. Like, if you're really into music, Bristol as a city is just... the one. It's a tiny city in comparison to, say, somewhere like Sydney or London. But again, it's one of those cities where it's really good, but it then becomes a bit too good when you live there. And you can probably work out why it's too good, because everything's very easily available. And you can just completely scramble your brain and then have to leg it to Australia.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That sounds awesome.
I'm not going to wait for them to arrest me and send me down there. I'm going straight to the colony.
That's it. I'm out.
Fuck.
Yeah, you'd have to... I'd get sent to Australia for having too good of a time. That'd be my crime.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You get kicked out.
The best thing
convicted
is...
Convicted of having a really...
Yeah, getting too many laughs
in England.
Public
drunkenness was a crime they sent cunts out here for.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Public drunkenness. That's why there was...
Man, no wonder Australia is like this.
Yeah.
You send all the cunts to rolling around the street, send them out in the fucking...
But that's why there were, like, some women here as well, because, like, that you could, like, the occasional broad would have a few too many champagnes. And
they used to kick... They used to chuck people on the fucking boats to come here for the most dumb shit. I remember seeing things like
to get rid of them.
Stealing a loaf of bread. Yeah. Off to Australia you go.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know if you guys have ever heard what a press gang is, where they would used to have it with the British Navy, so seaside towns, somewhere like Portsmouth or Bristol, where there would be a Navy port. They used to just go out. So if you got press ganged, you're like literally drunk, leaving the pub, you'd just be drunk, and they'd just cosh you, knock you out, drag you onto a boat. Like, you're in the Navy for 5 years now.
Really?
And there's actually a pub in Bristol called The Hole in the Wall, because...
Whereabouts were they doing this? Like, just around the gay areas? Because I've heard a lot about the Navy.
I'll make no comment on that, but this was every single port.
Yeah.
And they...
You'd wake up in Shanghai and you're like, I've got 4 years to go.
And you're like, oh, you're on this ship now. But there was a place called The Hole in the Walls in Bristol, a pub... Where the reason why it's called The Hole in the Wall was because as you would leave, or as you still leave, there's a hole, so you can just have a look to just check, is the press gang out there?
Yeah.
Are you gonna get whacked on the head and just dragged onto a ship?
It's crazy to hit someone on the head. You've just got a fleet full of guys just with CTE.
Where's that place you drink, The Hole in the Bathroom Door?
Everyone's scrambling to try and find a glory hole joke.
I thought it was a restaurant.
You want another beer?
It wasn't a.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't a. It wasn't like a like a venue.
Swing that over. Do you guys mind if I piss and you just keep?
Nah, go piss, dude.
I'm checking that in my mind. I'm now thinking I'm saying press gang. No, I think it is the right term. You know when you're like, I'm going to tell this fact about this thing. You're like, am I even saying the right fucking thing? I'll give you a funny story. So my old man told this over the Christmas lunch today. We've had an early Christmas lunch because my family live
in
Sydney. Mm. And it was, it was fucking delicious. Shout out to my family.
Do you do the hot Christmas lunch or you go prawns in Australia?
So it was a really interesting mix because my dad's English, my stepmom's English, and they've lived in Sydney for years. My brother and sister have grown up here. So we did like roast potatoes, veg, but snags on the barbecue,
nice.
Steak on the barbie.
Nice.
And then some salad with like beetroot and feta cheese in it. Bit multicultural.
So it's like
as multicultural as we get.
It's pretty good though.
That's a barbecue with roasted vegetables.
Yeah. Literally, the only English thing about it was some roast potatoes. And yeah. It's fucking fantastic.
Man, I always go back to Brisbane for Christmas, and we always do like roast pork cooked on a like a Weber on the coals. I'll be doing that next week.
Man.
And it's just so hot. Just, it's always like 35 degrees.
It's Christmas next week.
Well, it's next Sunday. I'm going to Brisbane on Wednesday. It's like it's a week and a bit away.
Jesus. Next Sunday, I think.
Fucking hell. Yeah. I gotta do some shopping.
So this is why the story is hilarious. This is my old man. He's an ex-military, ex-police, and he's not exactly the most hilarious guy. But
I would have picked that from that description.
So
I have a feeling your old man wouldn't like me that much.
He wasn't in McHale's Navy. He was just
about stopped hating me. So it might be one of those things. So
he wasn't a Hogan hero either. Like
No.
He's a not funny military guy.
He used to tell great stories about how it was fantastic to like bust people with loads of drugs in their car and put them in jail for years. And I'd be sitting there at the time thinking, fuck, I'm dealing shitloads of drugs. And you would be jailing me. Anyway, so he's like, have you ever heard the term blowing smoke up someone's ass? And I was like, yeah, I like that term. It's
pissing your pocket.
It's a nice one. But that apparently comes from, and check this out, this is fucking so funny. So by the Thames in London, there used to be kits that were on boats in case someone fell into the Thames that had a billow in it, you know, like a fire billow that you like that. It was part of a kit so that if someone fell in the water, they would drag them out, they would shove the fucking billow up their ass and blow air into their ass because someone had been supposedly saved by having someone blow air up their ass. It then became a fact. So you had these people on boats just looking for people. And then there's a photo, there's like a drawing, and it's not a billow, they had like a kit, and there's this also a guy. Well, you know when people siphon petrol? Someone like on the ground naked, and they're just like going like this, and there's a little tube. And I was like, I think that what happened was, I think, because again, homosexuality at the time would have been so frowned upon, it was like completely illegal.
Imagine how hot it was. Someone had been back
busted
then.
And they were he'd fallen in the Thames.
Yeah,
and
then just pretended to fall asleep.
Yeah, and I found these billows. But imagine having that. That's the kind of thing that you fall into the water, you're unconscious. That's going to fucking wake you up.
Yeah.
It's the air. No, it's the billows up the arse with no lube.
Yeah, the first guy.
I was just going for a swim cut.
It happened to. It was like, I said life-changing, not life-saving.
That must have been like predate CPR by like whatever 80 years or something.
Yeah,
like.
And then some guy was like, "How about we try the mouth? Try blowing air into the mouth."
Yeah, kind of weird. We went for the asshole.
But again, it was one of those things that had probably some people have been caught in a
Alan Jones style situation.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm just trying to save his life. He's falling in the water. So that's why he's got the billows up his ass.
He fell in the water. I thought he was drowning. I swear to God, and dude's like, oh.
So that's why you had your head between his arches.
Yeah.
Blowing air into it. Yes, 100%, 100%.
That's it. Yeah. See, that little white stain? That's the water that he was drowning
in. He's fully erect. He's awake again.
And then my sister, who was at the dinner table as well, she goes, because she's a paramedic, she was like, I think she was thinking about it practicality-wise.
Yeah.
She was like, how were they throwing it into their backside? And we're going, what? And she's like, so they're in the water face down and they're throwing the billows and it's going in. And we're like, no, they're dragging them out of the water.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, I thought they would have to have a really good aim.
Yeah, a lot of darts champions got press clubbed.
Out you come.
Fucking hell.
So there you go.
Yeah, it's crazy sometimes when you're walking around England, you're like, this shit is old, brother.
Well, the school I went to, my primary school, it was next to a church that I think is 1,300 years old. That's mental. Like that. And that's just, I think there was...
How long were you there for?
10? Similar period of time. I may look at that's what the vampire complexion is all about.
Older than the principal, mate.
Yeah.
I remember being in like Gloucestershire and seeing some fucking like some of that Roman stuff that's still around.
Dude, there's like I went to a castle in Wales and they still have like part of the wall that like the Welsh somehow beat the Romans, which is nuts.
Yeah.
But you'd meet some of these big cunts up there. No, they just beat them somehow. I don't know.
Shout out to the Welsh, shout out to the Scottish, shout out to the Irish.
They just like outlasted them. And the coolest thing about the Welsh is they kept their language. So they speak their own language, which is everything. You know, like normally you get colonialized. That's the first thing they try and take away is your language, and then you can assimilate people. But the Welsh all have their language. They like somehow kept quiet. They had their few little uprisings or whatever, and then I don't know. I'm listening to Tales for Wales, Frankie's podcast about Wales. Yeah, it's so good.
We own a futsal team in Wales, in Cardiff.
Div 3. Okay.
Mug off FC.
Oh, okay.
It's like our Wrexham.
I was going to say. I know that.
But I went and played from this year when I was in England. Like, I loved it. I love Cardiff. It was so good.
Cardiff. Yeah. Shout out to all my Welsh mates out there. Fantastic place. Beautiful as well.
Do they have much of a scene out there, graffiti-wise?
Cardiff does. Swansea does. Swansea has a fantastic train yard. It's the end of the train line.
Beautiful.
Shout out to everyone that's ever painted Swansea Yard.
Like our Richmond.
Yeah. That's where I grew up. All the graph guns would be out there graphing the trains up. It's the end of the line. Richmond.
Yeah, that's actually where I nearly impaled myself on a really tall three-spike fence. You know the fences that have the spikes on the top? Yeah. So we tried to go at it with... The classic was you just get a plank of wood and you just kind of go at the bottom like this and move it, and then eventually the screw underneath comes undone and you can just slide it out the way. But they reinforced it into the ground, so they had a pole going deep into the ground.
I mean, the innovation some of you cunts have is like
mind-blowing. So then we tried to do a car jack. So you get a car jack like this and you wind up and eventually it bends it out the way and then you can slide through. My car jack fucking exploded and I'm like... Fucking hell, guys, we've got a couple of hours left.
I had my name written on that.
So then my mate was like, well, let's just use these pallets. We came back another time. He's like, we made a ladder out of pallets, like wooden pallets. So it's like, up you go, and then hop up, just pick it up, hop onto the other side. I was like, okay, now... I've never been really keen to climb those fences because I've seen some fucking horrendous injuries where someone slips or you jump and like... People impale themselves. You can rip your leg open. Anyway, so we go up and we go down, and then we're painting this beautiful train. Look underneath, I can see a pair of legs. I was like, right, guys, we could better go. Go up, turn to my other mate, my northern mate, and he just goes, fuck it, we're not leaving. I'm doing a burner. So I then go to climb back over. They start painting again. And
grab
as
the
I'm
rocks.
On the top of the fence, so imagine, and this is like an extended height, it's probably about 15 feet up, the pallet slips, and I nearly impaled myself on the spike, and I just held up my body weight. I've never climbed a three spike, because imagine that being stuck on top of, your whole body weight goes onto a spike, and it just,
My old man saw
weirdly
that.
Enough, next time there was that came up to do something like that, I was like, I'm not climbing a fucking ice bike.
The worst one I copped was like Strathfield layup, and it was like there was four of us, we jumped, we're hitting it, and then it has that manhole out of nowhere. Like, so a guy, my friend of mine's got the camera out. He's like, you know, what do you reckon, boys? Everyone's putting up the hands. Everyone's doing sick. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. And ballied up, looking great. And then take two steps and just fall into this fucking manhole. Just destroy my leg. But the pieces turned out all right. So it was, but just the
and
funniest to
and
be.
And you got photos, so it was worth the
life. Yeah, decent
life
photos.
But
I'd that footage was like, that won't make the cut.
I had a mate die doing graph, was painting a train and was posing on top of the train. And the wires got him.
Oh, no.
Apparently didn't even touch him, was just like close enough to them.
Well, that's the thing I would say to anyone that's...
I won't say his name, but Fortune, his tagging name was.
Rest in peace. Man. And that's the kind of thing where I often will say to people that are young. It's
and like, his dad was a cop too.
There seems to be a pattern now. It's like anyone that's a young person that's watching this and thinks, oh, I'll give that graffiti stuff a go. Don't go on the fucking train tracks drunk. Don't go on or into tunnels if you don't know what you're doing. People fucking die all the time. Getting run over, it's you versus a train. That train's going to fucking win. I had it once where I was doing a trackside. It was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning in England, silent, just painting this trackside box. And I was like, oh, just put my head around, see what's coming. As I put my head, like, to the side of the box, a train comes past, full speed, 120 miles an hour, if I'd moved my head a little bit more, I would have taken my fucking head off.
Yeah, there's nothing fucking fun about like hugging the fucking tracks.
Yeah, they don't make that choo-choo noise in real life.
No, they don't.
That and fucking fly-through just shows up out of nowhere.
And if it's a very straight line, you won't even fucking hear it. People get hit by a train. And that's the thing is, like, graffiti is such an exciting thing to do. It's like you get so much kudos. You do it well. You're like, yeah, I'm fucking doing this. I'm old now. And I'm like, yeah, I'm still fucking living the dream. But people die. I'm like, being on the train tracks, it's like, it's not like climbing on bridges. I've got a mate who was on a bridge in Melbourne and she just fell off. She fell off and just landed on both of her fucking hands.
Oh,
so imagine that. This is in the inner city. Imagine having that. You're just out for a night out and then you just see a body literally just go, whoop. What the fuck was that?
I was painting, me and my friend were painting, you know, like Luo Canals.
Yeah, yeah.
You know when... just underneath the actual like mainline tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how big is that drop from the tracks down to like, you know, where that kind of, walls are near kind of like the tram lines or whatever.
It's not a drop you want to be doing. It's
survivable or no?
Well, I wouldn't say so, but then me and my friend are painting and then these, like it's all really quiet. It was pretty early in the morning and then this kid, like we hear a bit of a commotion and then this kid just comes up out of nowhere and is a bit dazed and we're like, are you okay? And he was like, you know, what are you guys doing? And we're like, just chill. And then three other kids that were pale as a ghost run down like 5 minutes later and they were like, bro, are you okay? And I was like, what?
He's in shock. He's what just happened? Walking
yeah,
around.
He fell from like mainline down to, and like landed on like, fucking gravel, but just like kind of bounced up. This kid was like 17 and just like
when you're younger and all your joints are like looking, you're literally just like sink. Now I'll step off a step weirdly and my leg will snap into pieces.
I'll walk past and just be like, man, that kid fucking survived.
Well, there was a building in Bristol that was like this old abandoned building. And it had been there it was there the whole time I lived there. I think the people that owned the building knew that if they kept it long enough, it would then be worth
a lot of money.
Millions and millions. Yeah. And it definitely is. And there was this rooftop spot. So it was like, you know when a building almost like is like the skeleton of the building? There's just about the outside. The whole side here, all these walls were gone. There was still a set of stairs, no railings or anything. But at the top, it was a flat bit. And then you had a track side, not a track side, like a rooftop spot that you could see from all around the city. And there was two crews, CM and PM, that were going at it. It was like, they take it back. Anyway. That then ended, but it was still a really good spot. And DBK probably have it now, who, if that Westmoreland house, I think it is.
Yeah.
But there was some dude who went up there and he fell from the fucking top. Like, Jesus. He fell all the way down and landed in the bottom and he fucking survived.
Some cunts can just bounce, like...
Mate, I slipped over on a slippery rock trying to get a photo of a fucking, of a drain spot. Fell over, landed on the ground. Because I had my phone in my hand, I landed like that on a rock, like that.
And my dad, when you're talking about the impaling, my dad told me this. He's got a few, like, because he's been on building sites since he was
I got to pee.
40. Yeah, I know. The fucking guy's
going
through, you know?
Going in turns.
But he told me he saw a guy on a concrete pour, like, you know, Rio bars, like steel Rio bars. Yeah. Guy slipped, landed on one. It went up his ass like that in the middle of
He fell, huh?
Dude.
Yeah. He's caught. Oh, he fell. Like, yeah, then he kept falling.
Yeah, I tripped. Hey, push me down a little further. I might come out the other end.
Yeah, it's like the thing about, he fell into the water of the Thames. And he had a pillow up his ass.
But he,
maybe put some smoke in there too. It might blow me off.
Perfect timing.
That's our boss. I had a bit of a stack the other night.
Oh, I gotta finish this story. This is crazy. So they couldn't spare anyone to drive him to hospital, like, because it was a concrete pour in the 80s, and they're like, the concrete goes off. You know,
you gotta walk. Huh?
He had to drive himself to hospital to the Nepean, like, and get into hospital
standing
and just,
up.
Fucking, I don't know. But just bleeding out of his asshole. And he said he just made it to the emergency thing and then just passed out in front
of
the hospital.
Man, this sounds like an injury you rock up to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hurt my back on the weekend, but it's like, oh, that wheelbarrow got me.
Imagine that, but like you're impaled on a pole and they're like, we can't spare anyone to drive you to hospital. You got to drive yourself to
hospital. Yeah, it's like, man.
My dad said he just grabbed like the Daily Telegraph, shoved it up his ass like that and just
got a bellow, put some air up there. Yeah.
It's like, brother, the concrete can wait.
Yeah, one of the
we'll
most.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Apparently not. Like,
one guy.
One of the lads on the site just has a spliff. He just goes, hang on, I'll put this into this bellow yeah. for you. Get that up there. That will sort you out.
Man, yeah. I had a stack the other night coming home from this gig. The one that you were meant to do.
Which one?
At Kelly's.
Oh,
on
yeah.
On Wednesday.
Did you close it?
Yeah.
Any laughs?
Couple. Yeah. I was headlining. It wasn't the whole night wasn't going particularly well.
Mm.
I mean, I did fine, but I started off. There was an Indian guy in the front row wearing a singlet, and I was like, bold move, sitting by himself wearing a singlet. What's your name, Raj? I was like, what do you do for a crust, Raj? And he said, huh? And I said, sorry, what do you do for a naan? And
that's good gear.
Opened with that, immediately everyone's like, this cunt is horribly racist.
They don't know you're Indian.
I said I am Indian. I'm allowed to say that. They didn't really believe me.
Jesus. They're just like, it's just getting worse, isn't it? You're just thinking, I'm making the excuse. And not only is he fucking racist,
but
he's
also
now
if
saying,
I'm not doing well, I'll sit in the silence. You know.
Like, just sit there?
Like,
not
no, I'll just stand there and be like, dude, it's on. Like, I'm...
Really?
You might be uncomfortable, but I'm not.
I'm normally getting laughs. There's not, like, that much silence.
Yeah, but I started like that. I opened like that. Oh,
got him.
That's what I mean. I feel nothing.
He just toyed his bit like that.
Leaving that gig, I wasn't rushing, I wasn't running, and I was walking to the train station. I turned the corner, and I just fucking slipped so hard. It was like a Chris Farley fall.
Oof,
like that sideways, just turning the corner. Like, and like I got this fucking bruise on my leg here. That is from this foot hitting there.
Shit.
Like, I just fell sideways, slapped so hard.
Duggan on Duggan crime.
That's when man, you want to be filmed with
full,
shit.
Like, yeah. Just my full body weight straight on the side. I was like, holy fuck, what just happened? Got up laughing. There's no one around. Just one guy in the distance looking at me like kind of concerned.
Yeah. Oh, the dream is there's no one around, bud.
Yeah. I think the dream is to, but like, dumb fuck slipped over.
Oh,
I mean,
that.
I was already laughing. Now
what did
I'm
you,
a
what
side,
did you slip on, though?
That's what I mean. I just hit a slick patch.
Yeah.
Probably
the
dog.
Classic Sydney slick
banana
patch.
But like, so it was Wednesday night. There was just like torrential rain for maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, so it slicked up some of the oil, maybe some fucking dog.
These shoes?
Yeah.
Shows a
maybe some bone. Dog, maybe some dog piss or vomit or something like that.
Hold on, let me check. Dog piss.
the classic dog piss.
What I looked at my shirt. I was wearing a white shirt. It's just
smeared dog shit.
Just like my whole ribs as well. My ribs and hip. It was a Chris Farley fall. I scooted out. And they just got up.
Is that one of the ones you wish someone had seen it?
Oh man, I remember having this one in high school. That I wish people had seen. I was on the bus and I was standing up and I let go of the pole standing up to pull my socks up. Like had the long
same
socks
shoes.
At school.
There seems to be a pattern there. Same shoes.
No, but I let go of the pole and pulled my socks up and then the bus stopped violently and I fell forward and landed on someone's cake from home ec.
Oh my
lord. Landed
was
on
this real life or was this a planned and scene?
This is Farley-esque.
I got up laughing like, oh fuck. When did this suck? And no one was looking. Like at that point everyone's just looking out the window and then just had to turn back to this girl a few years younger than me and be like, sorry.
To headbutt a pavlova and no one said
yeah. I think it was full body. I was like, hey, man. Like she probably got grounded for taking that home. My parents are like, well, fuck, we're sending you to school to make this shit.
Yeah.
You squished it.
Yeah, we want you to bring home a cake with top marks, otherwise you're going to get fucking chucked into the hate dungeon remember, for the rest of your life. And she comes home, she's like, someone fell into it. Right, you're going in the basement.
Yeah, yeah. We've got your dead grandmother's viewing party.
I understand the middle collapsing, but how'd you get the edges to fold in like that?
Yeah.
It's like, it
pure
looks
physics,
like it,
mate. Pure
looks
physics.
Like a teenage boy.
I would not eat any cake with your face and printed on. Like, what the hell? Yeah.
It wasn't a bear cake. Obviously, it was in a container, but I crushed that too.
Yeah, that's it.
I fucked this thing up and I was just like, sorry. She probably got great marks for it.
Not anymore.
And parents are eating it off the inside of the lid.
I once had a cycling stack where I used to cycle back from uni when I lived in Bristol, and there was this great old like Victorian era cycle path next to where the train line used to run. It's fantastic, just always chill, really scenic, lovely. But then there was this last bit where it would kind of, they built the pavement or the sidewalk or whatever, it was just bendy and you could just go over this grass bit, and I'd do that every single day. Everyone else did that. And I was just pedaling down there. I was like, I'll use a single speed bike. I'm going to go really fucking fast. I'm a fucking mentalist. Anyway, and then I got to this point where one of my headphones slipped out just as I got close to a bump. I went to put the headphone back in. As I hit the bump, the bike turned like this. I went up in the air, and it's almost like in slow motion, and the bike, I can see it above me, and I'm just hit the ground like this, and then the bike landed on me, and I kind of got up, my leg was all fucked, and there was just no one there. There was no one to see it, and I was just like, oh.
What a waste.
What a waste.
I swear to God, every time I see someone fall out, unless they're an old person, yeah. I'm like, suck shit, cunt. Yeah. I remember walking like down here one time to go to Happy's.
We have talked about this a lot. Like, what is the intersection of to age?
Yeah, what age
like,
exactly?
Everyone falls over. If you're young and you hurt yourself,
yeah.
Sucked in, cunt, you're going to be fine. But like an old person, it's like, oh, you might need a surgery.
Sure, but if you see like a fat woman fall over, oof.
I don't. If you hear the slap of an older person,
but what? 40? There's an older person over there.
Nah, not 40. Yeah.
I think it's the reaction. If someone goes down, and then if you hear, you're like, tough shit. No, you're thinking, I need to call an ambulance.
I was on the phone at work. Like, I was in Newcastle, and I was on the phone trying to deliver these fucking chairs. And I was like, and the dude I was talking...
He delivers chairs for a living.
No, I didn't think it was a random...
Yeah.
Fucking chairs that I found on the
street.
He's
laughing about his career.
A little sidekick.
I'm going to deliver these fucking chairs to somebody.
It was an English guy I was talking
it's
to.
It's WWF like, chair delivery. Exactly. They smash it over your back.
Hey, mate, I'm out the front. Where do I go? And then this woman, she fell and, like, she wasn't older, but it was a crazy noise. And it turns out she'd, like, dropped her iPad or whatever. And I was like, hey, are you all right? And he's like, yeah, I'm all right, mate. How are you? And I was like, no, I'm not talking to you. And it was just this, like, crazy conversation.
And he's like,
hang on, there's a lady. And she's like, I'm fine. I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like
this chair delivery guy is really off key. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah,
very who's on first.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And I kept saying to her, I'm like, are you sure you're all right? Like, I heard that. And then she was like, honestly, I'm fine. I'm more embarrassed than anything. And I was like, I didn't even laugh.
Yeah.
Like, that's saying a lot. And she's like, thank you. And then she turned around and I could see, like, there was all these, like, chalk drawings on the ground. And she had it all over her back and her pants. And I was like, all right, lady, you reckon you're fine? I'm not going to tell you. So you're just gonna walk around.
As soon as you mentioned the chalk drawings all over the floor, I'm starting to laugh. She's just smeared in it.
She really was smeared. But I was like, all right, you're fucking adamant, you're fine.
I was like, are you at the crime scene of the Zodiac Killer? Like, what are all these chalk outlines on the floor?
I had once I went down, and shout out to anyone who's out in Richmond Way, Poitevin Lane and Wilberforce. It's like this thin...
What is it? Was that English?
No, it's in Wilberforce.
No, I mean, was that... Did you say that?
Shout out to... I've had a Negroni. I'm blind. I'm going to do 2 gigs tonight. It's going to be interesting. But it was like a steep concrete, like... fucking drop, like water drop kind of weirdly, where like water would just escape behind all these houses, and it was really steep, and I was like, I'm gonna go down with my skateboard like Bart Simpson shit, like,
no,
I'm gonna jump the fucking gorge, dude. And I went like from like three quarters.
Not a skater also.
No, I was a skater.
Like a good skater enough to do that?
I think I tapped out a varial kickflip as my best trick, which is like that's mid-tier.
That's pretty good.
I wasn't like grinding fucking like
not clearing Olio. Not clearing a waterway.
No, I do
not Bart Simpson.
I do five stairs and I can varial kickflip. That's like that was really it.
Five stairs?
Yeah, no, I was all right. I wasn't good, but I was okay. So I was like, I made it.
Tony Hawk over here.
Tony Dork, more like it.
Tony, keep squawking, man. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Tony Stephen Hawking. But the I went three quarters up, made it. And then I was like, my mate Philip was like, you should try and fucking make the run at it. And I was like, yeah, hell yeah. And then I got
It's crazy how much you can gas up your mates as a teenager. Oh,
man.
What are you scared?
Yeah. But I was like,
were you like boys or something?
100%. And then I went like, I made it. And then I was going down at like, I started at the top, I was going down. I got to about the last quarter. I got the death wobbles like that in the board. Uh-oh. And just off, man. Everything scraped to shit.
Yeah.
Elbows, arms, everything. But at least it was a fucking witness. Whereas you did your ass and no one saw it.
Yeah.
I was fucked for weeks.
That's normally how I do my ass. I bite on my own.
supposedly.
Hey-o.
I thought I'd try and make something funny. Didn't work.
But yeah, God, Lord knows this couch isn't.
Got one
laugh. Made big laughs in this couch. What are you talking about?
So talking about when I fell over and broke my wrist. So the classic was landed and I got up and I said to my mate who was with me, he was trying to take a photo. He's like, I want to get footage of you stacking it. And I was like, a bit late for that. You know, the aftermath, yep. I was like, mate, it really fucking hurts. And I went, that's why I do resistance training. That's why I do weights, mate. Because otherwise, bones break easy. You need muscle to I then fucking broke on my wrist. So that's the classic comment of someone who goes, that's why I do weights. Yeah. That's because I keep strong. Broke my wrist falling onto a
imagine
rock.
Imagine if I didn't, though.
Imagine if I didn't. Imagine my whole I didn't body, do that. I would literally just turn into jet. Yeah, I was off.
I'd have been like a noodle out there.
It'd be broken. I'd be fat.
My arm would just be fucked.
It'd be a puddle being the best man at your wedding. I am going to be the best man at your wedding, right?
I'm going to be the Terminator 2 Terminator just disappear into the ground.
Mr. TD, it's been an absolute fucking pleasure.
Yeah, let's go get amongst this Christmas party.
We've got a Christmas party to get to. You're welcome to join us up on the rooftop.
Fantastic.
Do you have anything to plug? You got your podcast that's on hiatus. Yeah,
so Toy Division is on hold till September 2024.
We didn't even get to any mug-offs. It's such a good chat, sadly. But we'll get you back. You're in Sydney every now and then.
Thanks to the mug-off. Thanks for you guys for having me on.
Thanks for coming on.
So this setup, I'm like, fuck, this is mad tech, but it's been a great chat. And I would just say to anybody, like, if you're struggling with mental health stuff, physical health stuff at any time of year, just realize there is hope and there is something that can be done, and there is people that also give a fucking shit about you because it can feel listing very lonely and very difficult.
Well, it's not me.
Like, nah.
This year you've got to promise not to put your head in the oven.
There's always hope, and I hope everyone has a good Christmas. And
I've been putting my head in the oven, but it's electric. Mm.
Cheers.
I just keep getting burnt.
Cheers. Yaz, are you in the pluggy?
Is this the last episode for the year?
This is it.
Oh, man.
Lucky
it is, yeah. So, like, New Year's Eve, the ABC broadcast, I wrote some stuff with a lovely Conchetta.
Check it out.
That's all I got to plug, really.
Fuck, I love Chet.
Dougster. Yeah. He's killing it. I got
big 4 p.m. show, brother.
I get, Melbourne Comedy Festival, but I can plug that.
Are tickets on sale yet?
Nah.
All right. Don't plug it then. Fuck that.
Yep.
They can't buy tickets.
No, I don't have any money to pay for the register. This comes out, I would have paid.
The show can cover your rego, I think.
If you fuck yeah. Love that.
Yeah, that's
love
right.
Love that.
It's Christmas. We can handle that. Mm-hmm. Get down to that fucking show, bud.
Thanks sure so much for coming in, TD.
Thank you.
Lovely. Sure, hey, man. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great 2024, everyone.
We'll be back. We're taking January off, but we'll be back in February. Killing it as always. Thanks so much for listening all year. We love you. Goodbye.
Love you. Bye.
The bright sunshine.
It's
the same old story all over. boy and boy needs girl. So be young, be foolish, but be happy. Be young, be foolish, but be happy. Don't let love slip away.
The mug off, baby.